When beer is on the breakfast menu for 2,500 football fans, here's what can happen. It's early morning at the Buckeye Hall of Fame Cafe near the Ohio State campus. This party is one of many in Columbus and Ann Arbor this week. Ohio State's athletic director Gene Smith says the game will be broadcast in 177 countries. He expects 106,000 fans to pack Ohio Stadium like sardines in a can.
But we're squeezing people in as best we can and probably have 50,000 people outside of the stadium. This may be the largest athletic event in the history of our state.
Ohio State students Dustin Seitz, Bill Greer, and Stan Vance upgraded their student tickets to sell them along with a pair of other seats.
It's too big. $2,000 for the whole package.
No. They even think about selling, we're going to have to get two apiece.
$2,000 apiece?
Yes.
So you want a total of $10,000 for these five tickets.
Big Ten championship.
Winner goes to the national championship.
OSU grad Christy Sigler of suburban Columbus says she and her husband already have an offer of $2,000 for a pair of tickets they're selling to help defray the costs of adopting a child from Guatemala.
The money will help us finance the first big payment.
It's a blood battle for some students, literally, as both schools compete in a blood drive this week, pegged to the game. In Ann Arbor, junior Mike Diamond is coordinating the effort.
I'm third-generation Michigan, and it's always been extremely special to watch these teams compete, and this year certainly more excited about this rivalry than just about any other game ever.
Sometimes what's at stake is pride. Michigan State Representative John Stewart found that out this week when he traveled to Columbus to pay off last year's bet with the Speaker of the Ohio House. Stewart had to perform Ohio State's alma mater before Ohio lawmakers.
Ohio.
Politics does wait for this game. Even as the outcome of a local congressional race hangs on the counting of provisional ballots, they won't continue that count until the football game is over. For NPR News, I'm Karen Kassler in Columbus.